Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember, my Ram Goldar and the Zechus Menachos Daf Samach Ches, the sixth parak Rabbi Shmuel. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, "Mishakarba Omer Hutar Chadash Miyad." Once the Omer was offered, the new crop became permitted immediately. Those who live far from Yerushalayim may eat the new crop from midday because they can assume the Omer was offered. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh instituted Shiyehe Yom Hanef Kula Aser, that the entire day of waving be prohibited, meaning the 16th of Nisan when the Omer was waved. Yud argues that the entire 16th of Nisan is prohibited midaraisa because the Pasuk says Ad Etzem HaYom Hazeh, until this very day. Rav and Shmuel say that when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, the Omer permits a new crop, and after its destruction, Heir Mizrach Matir, the illumination of the eastern sky on the 16th of Nisan, permits it. They explain that Ad Haviyachem, until you bring the Omer, refers to the Beis Hamikdash period, and Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, which they interpret as until the appearance of the day, meaning the 16th, permits it after the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say that the morning of the 16th permitted Chadash even during the Beis Hamikdash period, and waiting until the Omer is brought is only a mitzvah for fulfilling a mitzvah. Pointing to Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Brady Rav Yeshua would eat from the new crop on the evening after the 16th, and did not wait an extra day to account for the possibility the next day was actually the 16th, a constant doubt in Chutzlartz. The Gemara explains that they held Chadash B'Chutzlartz the Rabban. The new crop is only rabbinically prohibited outside Eretz Yisrael, Ulasveka Lochashinan, and we're not concerned about doubt regarding rabbinical laws. The rabbi Rav Ashi's yeshiva waited until the morning of the 17th because they held that Chodesh and Chutzlartz is forbidden midoraisa. Still, they did not wait the entire 17th because they held that Rabbi Yochum and Zakai's enactment prohibiting the entire 16th was not instituted in cases of Safek. Therefore, the day of the 17th in Chutzlartz is permitted. Ravina was told that his father waited until the end of the 17th because he held like Rabbi Yehuda that Chadash is prohibited midaraisa on the entire 16th, and also held that Chadash is prohibited midaraisa in Chutzlartz. Therefore, he was machmir out of doubt on the 17th. And pointing me through the next Mishnah states, Omer hayamatir b'medina. The Omer permitted the new crop in the provinces, meaning for common consumption. Ushtei alechem b'mikdash, and the shtei alechem permitted it for the mikdash, meaning for offerings. One may not bring menachos, bikurim, or menachos brought with a carbon from chadash before the omer is brought, and if he did, the mincha is invalid. These also may not be brought before the shtei alechem are brought on Shavuos, but if he did, the mincha is valid. Rabbi Tarfon was once wondering about the difference between menachos brought before the omer and those brought before the shtei alechem, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemiah replied that before the omer was brought, the new crop did not become permitted from its general prohibition regarding a commoner, whereas before the Shtei Alechem, the new crop has already been permitted to a Hedyot. Rabbi Tarfon was silent and reviewed his face lit up. Rabbi Akiva said, Yehuda ben Nechemya, tzavu panecho she'ashavte zaken, your face lit up because you rebutted an old sage? T'mahani im tarich yomim, I'll be astonished if you live long. Indeed, he died within months before Shavuos. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, "Mishakarva Omer Hutto Chadash Miyad." Once the Omer was offered, the new crop became permitted immediately. Those who live far from Yerushalayim may eat the new crop from midday because they can assume the Omer was offered. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh instituted Shiyehe Yom Hanef Kula Aser, that the entire day of waving be prohibited, meaning the 16th of Nisan when the Omer was waved. Yud argues that the entire 16th of Nisan is prohibited midaraisa because the Pasuk says Ad Etzem HaYom Hazeh, until this very day. Rav and Shmuel say that when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, the Omer permits a new crop, and after its destruction, Heir Mizrach Matir, the illumination of the eastern sky on the 16th of Nisan, permits it. They explain that Ad Haviyachem, until you bring the Omer, refers to the Beis Hamikdash period, and Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, which they interpret as until the appearance of the day, meaning the 16th, permits it after the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish say that the morning of the 16th permitted Chadash even during the Beis Hamikdash period, and waiting until the Omer is brought is only a mitzvah for fulfilling a mitzvah. Pointing to Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Brady Rav Yeshua would eat from the new crop on the evening after the 16th, and did not wait an extra day to account for the possibility the next day was actually the 16th, a constant doubt in Chutzlartz. The Gemara explains that they held Chadash B'Chutzlartz the Rabban. The new crop is only rabbinically prohibited outside Eretz Yisrael, Ulasveka Lochashinan, and we're not concerned about doubt regarding rabbinical laws. The rabbi Rav Ashi's yeshiva waited until the morning of the 17th because they held that Chodesh and Chutzlartz is forbidden midoraisa. Still, they did not wait the entire 17th because they held that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's enactment prohibiting the entire 16th was not instituted in cases of Suffolk. Therefore, the day of the 17th in Chutz La'aretz is permitted. Ravina was told that his father waited until the end of the 17th because he held like Rabbi Yehuda that Chadash is prohibited midoraisa on the entire 16th, and also held that Chadash is prohibited midoraisa on the Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, he was machmir out of doubt on the 17th. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, so Omer hayamatir b'medina, the Omer permitted the new crop in the provinces, meaning for common consumption. Ushtei alechem b'mikdash, and the shtei alechem permitted it for the mikdash, meaning for offerings. One may not bring menachos, bikurim, or menachos brought with a carbon from Chadash before the Omer is brought, and if he did, the mincha is invalid. These also may not be brought before the shtei alechem are brought on Shavuos, but if he did, the mincha is valid. Rabbi Tarfon was once wondering about the difference between menachos brought before the Omer and those brought before the shtei alechem, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya replied that before the Omer was brought, the new crop did not become permitted from its general prohibition regarding a commoner, whereas before the shtei alechem, the new crop has already been permitted to hedyot. Rabbi Tarfon was silent and reviewed his face lit up. Rabbi Kiva said, Yehuda ben Nechemya, tzavu panecho she'ashavte zaken, your face lit up because you rebutted an old sage? T'mahani im tarich yomim, I'll be astonished if you live long. Indeed, he died within months before Shavuos. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samaches, and this Siman was suggested to us by Jeremy Shiawitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Samaches is Schach. Schach. So here goes. The man who confused Sukkot with Pesach and came into the Sukkot with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides for being the wrong month, since it's Chutz La'aretz, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th. As the kids were hanging a poster explaining that a mincha brought from Chadash before the Shtei Alechem is kosher, but before the Omer, it's not. Once again, slow motion. The man who confused Sukkot with Pesach and came into the Sukkot with Schach. Schach? That must be on Daf Samaches. The man who confused Sukkot with Pesach and came into the Sukkot with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, when does Chadash become permitted? So the man who confused Sukkot with Pesach and came into the Sukkot with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides for being the wrong month, since it's Chutz La'aretz, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses eating Chadash and Chutz La'aretz when there's a Safek if it has become permitted. So the man who confused Sukkot with Pesach and came into the Sukkot with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides for being the wrong month, since it's Chutz La'aretz, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th. As the kids were hanging a poster explaining that a mincha brought from Chadash before the Shtei Alechem is kosher, but before the Omer, it's not. Which reminds us, menachos brought from Chadash before the Omer are invalid, but before bringing the Shtei Alechem, they are valid. So once again, the man who confused Sukkot with Pesach and came into the Sukkot with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides for being the wrong month, since it's Chutz La'aretz, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th. As the kids were hanging a poster explaining that a mincha brought from Chadash before the Shtei Alechem is kosher, but before the Omer, it's not. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazara. Daf Samach Dawud. So the Siman Daf Samach Dawud is sewed secret and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more in Daf Samach Dalad, sewed. The secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish, and was Pater, which reminds us, Rav Ashi taught if one heard a child was drowning at sea, and he spread his net to catch fish, then if he caught only fish, he's chayiv. However, if he brought up both the fish and the child, Rav says, he's chayiv for his forbidden intent, while Rav says, he's Pater. Rabbi holds that since he heard about the drowning child, we say his machshava was also about saving the child, but if he had not heard about the child, Rabbi would agree he's chayev. So the secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, he then saved him while catching his fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with three figs for the chol who needed two, which reminds us, Rabbi asked, if a sick person was assessed as requiring two dried figs on Shabbos for his survival, and there are two figs attached to the tree by two separate stems, requiring two acts of cutting, and there are three figs attached by one stem, which do we bring? Do we bring the two figs because they're both fit for him and no superfluous figs are detached? Or perhaps we bring the three figs because we thereby reduce the acts of harvesting since they require only a single act of detaching. So the secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with three figs for the cholah, who needed two, he decoded the secret message from a mute, identifying the spot to cut the omer that year is Gago's Tzarifim, which reminds us Gemara discusses bringing the omer from nearby grain and the incident of the omer being brought from Gago's Tzarifim, which occurred when the Hasmonean kings besieged each other and the surrounding crops were destroyed. They didn't know where to obtain barley until a mute man put one hand on a roof, a gog, and another on a hut, Tzarif. Mordechai realized he referred to a place called Gago's Tzarifim or Tzarifim Gago's. Daf Samech Hei. So the Siman Daf Samech Hei is says sheep, and we often use shepherds in the Siman. So here goes. While the shepherds, that must move on Daf Samech Hei, seh, sheep. While the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, which reminds us, the Gemara describes the publicized ceremony of Xiras HaOmer. So while the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Tzedukah who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the debate over privately donating the tamid. The Gemara explains that the Tzedukin claimed that an individual can donate and bring the tamid because the pasuk uses a singular tase, you shall make. However, the sages counted that the next pasuk about the tamid uses the plural tishmeru, you shall be careful to offer, teaching shiyakun bon mitrumas alushka, that all the tamidin should come from the communal funds of the trumas alushka made from the half shekels that all men donated annually. So while the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Tzedukah who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, while another made fun of a baitosi by showing him a calendar with machras or Shabbos falling on the second day of Pesach and not the day after Shabbos, which reminds us the Gemara brings the debate over the dates for Shavuos and Sfiras HaOmer and the meaning of machras or Shabbos. Daf Samach Vav. So the siman Daf Samach Vav is a tailor sewing. So here goes. The tailor who sewed tailor sewing? That must move on Daf Samach Vav. The tailor who sewed an elaborate sphere chart, counting the days and the weeks, which reminds us of Abai said regarding Sfiras HaOmer, mitzvah l'minei yomi, mitzvah l'minei shvui. It's a mitzvah to count days, and it's a mitzvah to count weeks. The Rabban Ravashi's yeshiva counted the days and counted the weeks. However, a Maimar only counted the days, but did not count the weeks. He explained that after the Churban, the base of Mikdash, when the Omer is no longer offered, Zechir l'Mikdashu, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is only kept as a remembrance for the Mikdash, and counting just the days suffices. So the tailor who sewed an elaborate sphere chart counting the days and the weeks was very proud of his custom pouch he sewed for the shiny iron pipe used to roast the barley kernels for the omer, making them kali, which reminds us, Gemara brings about Chokas, how the barley for the omer was toasted. The Chochamim say the barley was first threshed, which was done with soft reeds and stems so the kernels would not be crushed. The kernels were then placed in an avuv, a copper pipe to be toasted, which was menukav, perforated, kadeshi ha'ur shalot bakulo, so that the fire would have power over all of it. So the tailor sewed an elaborate sphere chart counting the days and the weeks, was very proud of his custom pouch he sewed for the shiny iron pipe used to roast the barley kernels for the omer, making them kali, and his meruach hekdesh pater tags that he made for the remainder of the barley not used for the omer, which reminds us the mission concluded, Hashar nifta v'necho kol adam, the remainder of the barley flour, which was not used for the omer, is redeemed and may be eaten by anyone, and it's subject to the chal obligation, but exempt from meiser since it was owned by Hekdesh during Miruach, the smoothing of the grain piles. Rabbi Kiva says it's subject to meiser as well. Daf Samach Zayin. So the siman Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The bachrim at the sizzling barbecue, that must move on Daf Samach Zayin. The Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah, which reminds us, Rava asked Gilgo of the Chochavim, what is the halacha about mixing of dough what belonged to an idolater with regards to exempting it from challah? So the Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser, which reminds us meiser is required when the rabban in a case of meiruach akum as a gezer because of bali kisim, wealthy people who might falsely claim they purchased large quantities of produce from idolaters to avoid taking meiser. So the Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser, while they were waiting for a bacher to return from the marketplace which was full of flour from the new crop on the same day the Omer was brought. Which reminds, the Gemara tells us that the Shulchan Yerushalayim was full of new grain immediately after the Omer was brought, and there's a Malchokas if that was Beretzon Chachamim, in accordance with the will of the sages. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do Malchokas how the barley for the Omer was toasted? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we Malchokas if Shiraim of the Omer is subject to Meiser? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf discusses harvesting for the Omer on Shabbos versus a weekday? That's on daf Samach Gemol. Good. Number 4. Which daf brings four opinions as to the positions of the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres during Tanufa? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf during the Menachos Mechadash brought before the Omer are invalid, but if they're brought before the Shtei Alechem, they are valid? That's on daf Samaches. Good. Number 6. Which daf during the debate over privately donating the Tamid, which was resolved on the 8th day of Nisan? That's on daf Samache. Good. Number 7. Which daf to discuss when does Chadash become permitted? That's on daf Samaches. Good. Number 8. Which daf brings the Malchokas how the post-Shchita Tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem is performed? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. All right, so which daf do we learn about the publicized ceremony of Tziras HaOmer? That's on daf Samach Hei. Good. Number 10. Which daf brings the Malchokas of a Minchas Matha can be brought as half Chalos and half Rikikin? That's on daf Samach Gemol. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.